So you've just finished year 12 and are stepping into a new chapter in life. It may seem like a big milestone, but what comes next can create some uncertainty and a loss of momentum for some students. The Wire's Thomas Kutis spoke with Dr. Sarah Jefferson, director of the High Achieving Teachers Program at Edith Cowan University, and asked what are the most common challenges students face after finishing year 12.
Well, for most students, even if they're not sitting ASAR exams, you know, if they've followed alternative pathways, for most students, the thing that they really struggle with is that loss of structure. Suddenly, you know, they're not going to a familiar environment every day, not seeing the faces they used to see, the people they used to interact with. So I think that's one of the biggest challenges they face, is that just their whole life looks completely different to what it did for the previous 12 to 14 years.
Yes, it would be very different with without seeing those same people. And how can they set like some sort of short-term goals to sort of help prevent that sort of post-school slump?
A good question. I think one of the things that applies to fully fledged adults as well is when you've gone through something that big, it's really important to give yourself a bit of permission to have a bit of a slump, to feel a bit uncertain or you know, questioning or a bit flat, and to allow yourself to feel those feelings and acknowledge, yeah, that is okay. I think the thing that is important is that doesn't go on for too long. So you have to have kind of a little bit of a time frame around it, and then you know that great metaphor about getting back up off the mat. It's time to get back up off the mat.
Something that I have done is maintain those social connections. Tell me, in your opinion, why is that, and how is that very important during the transition from school to post-school life?
Look, social connection, and you know, the research tells us this, for every single human on the planet, is fundamental to our well-being. We are wired for connection, and it is mission critical, particularly at a time, as you just said, you know, where everything's changing, to put the effort into organising a catch-up with, whether it's old schoolmates or joining new clubs or new activities, volunteering, all of those things. It is, again, as you said before, like, social connection is fundamental to our being, even when you are an introvert. Even when you don't really like people, it's still really important to engage.
You mentioned about physical activity. How much of a role does that play in supporting mental health after finishing such a busy time of schooling life?
Again, that's a really interesting one, isn't it? Because as often kids can be very consistent about keeping up, going to the gym or doing activity and stuff when they're studying. But a lot of the time, you know, that's the first thing to kind of get cancelled when you're studying for an exam and that sort of stuff. So getting back into those good habits again is really important. It doesn't have to be very much. Even 15 minutes, 20 minutes of walking a day is a really good place to start. And of course you can build up from there. But yeah, I'm with you on that one. Physical activity, again, the analogy that we often use is that when you exercise, it's like a painkiller for your brain. So you're actually helping your brain to feel better, and especially at a time when you are feeling a little bit vulnerable or a bit uncertain about where life's going to take you, you want to put all of those things in place to kind of help.
Now, some parents have mentioned to their kids, or even kids in general might have thought of this, that working during like Christmas or, you know, or some sort of volunteer work before waiting for, I don't know, whether they want to do a gap year or whether doing university, how beneficial is that?
Awesome. Can't recommend it highly enough. I think it's really important. It gives young people a sense of purpose.
Yes.
If they've got an actual paying job, it gives them an income, which again, oftentimes those things need to be renegotiated. The bank and of mum and dad may cut off the mobile phone funding. Who knows? Parameters can get altered. The alternative is, you know, find your local animal shelter. They're often desperate for volunteers. Go down, look, you know, help with looking after the animals down there. If people aren't really your thing, you know, there's lots of different ways to get involved in the community, to connect and to be, you know, adding value that don't just have to be what everybody else is doing.
Dr. Sarah Jefferson, director of the High Achieving Teachers Program at Edith Cowan University, speaking with The Wire's Thomas Kutis.